of business now. Here's Connor.
Fran, Google shares fell in after-hours trading when quarterly numbers showed a slowdown in the rate of revenue growth and negative currency effects as a weaker euro hit profits from Europe when translated back into dollars. Google's fourth quarter net revenue of $14.5 billion was $300 million lower than analysts had been expecting. Over €30 billion worth of loans were sold by Irish banks and the National Asset Management Agency last year, and a new report by accountants PwC predicts at least a further €6 billion will be sold this year. Much of that was property-related debt, and the Irish market accounted for almost a third of the total loan sales across Europe last year. David Tynan is corporate finance partner with PwC. David, just explain the background here, first of all. Why such a large quantum of Irish loans being sold in such a short period of time?
Thank you, Connor. I think there's a build-up over the last 5 or 6 years of the Irish banking market, and it's taking this time to get the systems in place to allow a volume of this to transact. I think it's quite a good thing from Ireland as an overall point of view, as we're ahead of the game in terms of the other European countries. I see next year being another strong year, probably between 12 and 15 billion of loans being transacted, but that should take most of the bad loans out of the system and allow us to return to a more normal banking market.
So how far through the deleveraging or restructuring programme for the Irish banks are we then at this point? It sounds like it is winding down.
I think we're well over halfway through it. We're probably 60-70% through it, and I'd hope by the end of 2015 we'd have the bulk of the deleveraging out of the way.
The point has been made, though, that while Ireland has been out of the gates relatively quickly, now a lot of other European banks and a lot of banks in other countries are going to be disposing of loans in greater quantity. So there'll be more competition out there, I guess.
I think there will be, but I think that the buyers have established themselves in the Irish market over the last 5 to 6 years, have put in place platforms, have got very comfortable with the Irish regulatory regime and legal regime. So I think they are willing to pay that bit extra for Irish loans over and above what might be seen to be more competitive markets in Southern Europe.
For those buyers picking over the carrion, as it were, what sort of value have they been getting? €30 billion worth of loans sold, what sort of face value would that debt have been at?
The stats aren't totally accurate, but I suspect it's somewhere in the region of 50% discount on the overall face value.
And your report says €2 trillion still in unwanted debt on bank balance sheets. That still seems a long way to go to get back to normality.
A lot, and the asset quality review that was taking place last year has identified a lot of assets in Europe that need to wind out. Thankfully, that Ireland isn't one of those countries that needs to accelerate that process, but we're ahead of the game.
That asset quality review, I suppose, would have been more popularly known as the stress test. That's what we're talking
Correct,
about here.
Yeah,
well, we hope there will be less stressful times ahead. David Tynan, corporate finance partner with PwC, thanks for coming into us this morning. The euro worth $1, $13.3 this morning at 75.2 pence sterling.
Conor, thank you.